Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We are here at the Chicago Theater with Mark Tremonti checking out the rig that you're using for the Creed tour. And you've got your PRSs over here. You want to tell us a little bit about the guitars that you're taking on the road?
They're all my signature model, single cut. They're all pretty similar. There's stop tail versions, and then there's the ones with the bar on it. This is one of my favorites here. This is a one-piece top that I got, I think about 3 years ago, but I always thought that was a real pretty one. My favorite guitar of all time is my Charcoal Burst single cut. This was the second PRS single cut that they ever made with a bar on it. It's just my go-to number one guitar. I got Dime's sticker on there for his memory, but it's my number one.
So with your signature guitars, are you using these basically stock, or they have some upgrades, modifications?
They're stock. Actually, once a fan came to a show with this guitar here, and he wanted me to sign it, and I said, I love your guitar, so I gave him one of mine. So this is actually a fan's guitar that I use now that I love. I like it because it doesn't have any binding on it. So, no, you get them off the shelves, they're just as nice as any of mine.
And what string gauges are you using?
I use, depending on how low the song's tuned, most of the strings are sets of 11s on the E, A, and D string, and then 10s on the G, B, and E. So just if I'm playing for hours and hours, I'm not killing myself on 11s. But for some of the lower tuned stuff, these guys are tuned really low. I got all the gauges printed on the back here,
oh, nice.
So you can kind of see where I'm at on these.
What are some of the tunings that you're using then?
I use drop B, but it's different than normal guys. This is like the bottom string is tuned to B, then you would have an A. So everything's tuned standard except for the low string on this drop B. Then I use open G tuning, open D5 tuning, of course standard tuning, and then everything from whole step and a half down to standard.
Got a little cheat sheet there.
This is for Ernie. This is his tuning checklist. Because we go through quite a lot.
Yeah, looks like it. And what brand strings are you using?
D'Addario's.
What do you use for picks?
I use Dunlop's 1mm nylons.
And you've got a whole crazy amp setup over here. You want to tell us how this is all set up?
Yeah, it's when I'm playing rhythm guitar, I'm playing through this down the middle four, stack, and then this is a Voodoo V-Rock. It's an amp I had never heard of until about 8 months ago that I love. That's going through the outside exterior cabinets. When I switch to lead, it switches the outside cabinets through a pedal called a headbone, which is this right here. It switches the load on the head so you can share a head on the same cabinets, and so. This head switches over to the Bluto tone, which is just one of the baddest amps of all time. This is, this kind of thing I had to wait about a year and a half for on a waiting list, and I just got it this week, so it's replaced my last lead amp. And when I go to clean, it switches over to the Fender Twins. They're 65 twin reissues. And then I run the TC Electronic G-Force with a little delay and verb for some ambience. So this is the Handwired TS-808. This is my signature phaser from T-Rex that I love. Also in the loop of the Bluto tone for lead is the T-Rex replica for delay. All this stuff is my monitor rig. I got tired of dealing with guys telling them what I wanted to hear instead of just dialing it myself. So this is just my little mixing board for my rig. This is the power amp for it. This sets the delay between the front line and the back line so there's no phase cancellation. This is one of my most recent things as well. The fractal, I don't get any of the fractal on stage, but out front they say it sounds really nice and thickens up the, just gives another texture to the lead tone, so I've added that. This here is a loopilator. This goes along with the Bluto tone, so there's it's just something you need. If you want to put a loop, any effects on this guitar, on this amp in a loop, you have to use this. I use the ground control. I love the Univibe, the Dunlop Univibe, and this is my Morley Signature Wah, and the Pog Micro Pog. I'm sorry, the Electro Harmonics Micro Pog.
And what are you using the Univibe and the Micropog on?
I use the Univibe just whenever I feel like I just want to have a little vibey section of a song. You know, the this is just for fun if I'm doing a lead or just I mainly used it on the last Alter Bridge tour when we were doing, me and Miles would do these guitar you know, mock battles, and we'd go back and forth and we'd use those. But no, we're really in the set just for fun in between songs or just on leads on end of songs.
Sure. So you're switching, all of the amp switching that you referred to is done then here with the ground control?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So then what kind of speakers do you have in those Mesa cabs?
Those are all stock speakers. Those cabinets I've used for about probably about 12 or 13 years, so they're very broken in, very transparent. Love them.
Do you have any particular cables you're using to wire it all up?
No, you know, I've done a lot of research on cables, and a lot of people say copper's copper. It doesn't know the difference. You know, it's all sounds pretty, you know, pretty close. So I think we used Planet Waves for a while. We might still be using them. I'm not sure.
Not picky on the cables.
Not picky on cables.
Cool. Anything? Any other kind of cool tricks or little things in the rig that you can think of, or did we cover it all?
I think we've covered it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking some time here to show us through everything. It's a pretty neat setup.
Thank you very much.
This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com.